We settle into this present moment, giving all our attention and energy to this here, this now. Feeling the breath first. With this attention to the breath, sometimes notice that the breath itself alters. That's just fine. We don't make a problem out of that. If we feel like breathing more deeply, just simply let that happen. Whatever shows itself, we agree not to make a problem of. And through the breath, we feel every other sensation in this body. Two legs, torso, two arms, head, shoulders, all connected. This open attention, crowded in the breath with very little effort. Welcoming every phenomenon that appears, whether it's called inner or outer, sounds, sensations of other kinds, images, thoughts come and go without following any of them. No engagement. It's not pushing away, just simply not making that habitual effort to engage with any thought. Savoring every part of the breathing cycle. Savoring especially the out-breath. Very slight privilege to the out-breath, because on the out-breath we can feel the vital body a little better. Just that simple sensation, experience of aliveness at any place in the body where our attention goes. But we're not digging and searching for it, just simply letting it manifest. As we often say, in the hands, cheeks is easy, forehead. Globally feeling this vital body. Every time the mind wanders, which it will, it's not a problem. No comment about that, just simply come back. Noticing that very special and in fact wondrous quality, the space just after every out-breath, without having to analyze it, understand it. Allowing it, allowing that space to fill us. Now I'd like to invite you to savor and allow to manifest here and now the feelings in your heart. Perhaps in other chakra areas around there, especially the heart. Also the throat, belly, and so on. And as we've done before, to breathe these feelings without their stories. Stories are useful just to point us to them. But after that, we drop the stories and go right into that very incarnated physical feeling. Let it be felt totally with every in-breath, all the way to source. Totally, in other words. And with every out-breath, breathing to that same area from which it came, total acceptance, total peace, unconditional well-being with that feeling, whatever it is. We're not trying to fix things with this. We are inviting very difficult feelings to manifest themselves. We're not trying to feel better, trying to fix things, trying to change our state of consciousness. We're going deeply into the reality of these feelings, breathing them in all the way into something we can't understand, our source, whatever that is. Letting yourself be breathed, you might say, which is happening anyway, all the way in. Then with every out breath, all the way out, unconditional acceptance of that physical feeling. And we gradually allow this process, which is called Tonglen, or version of it, allow this process of taking in feelings profoundly, breathing out acceptance. We allow it to become a kind of background activity, not unconscious, but just not effortful, more just easefully done. It's a very natural, can become a very natural practice. And that's what we're doing now, letting it be very natural. It's important to recognize that we all have a tendency to do very powerful conditioning, to turn away from difficult emotions, to turn around them, or to wallow in them without ever finding out what they really are. This is an invitation to see that so-called difficult emotions, or any emotion, is a feeling plus a story about the feeling. And that feeling is always manifested here in this body, usually in the areas we talked about, the heart area and so on. Those stories are okay in as much as they point us to the feeling. The suffering, the needless suffering, arises from turning away from that feeling because it's associated with the story. And here we are inviting that feeling without the story, not denying the story, not pushing it away, not just simply not having any interest in it, not looking at it. We're looking at the core, the feeling. Breathing it in, breathing out total acceptance. It's not wrong that that feeling is here. Let's find out what it really is. Breathe it in totally. Breathe out total acceptance. Taking in these feelings easily and naturally, without having to name them, with every in-breath, with every out-breath. Total acceptance, and also letting go of all the stories. every out breath, basking in that space after the end of each out breath, when all stories disappear because they're not needed. Another kind of intelligence is available beyond concepts. And for the remainder of this meditation, I'd like to invite you to deepen this whole process, just what we've been doing, by effortlessly letting go of the story of me, the central story of all. We've already been letting go implicitly of stories of me and her, her and him, they and them, etc. Now we're letting go of the story of me. Just letting go of it. Not trying to get rid of it, just letting it go. Every out breath. I'd like to remind you that this is not, once again, trying to get rid or push away the story of me. It's not any kind of criticism of the story of me. It's simply, and it's not some kind of blank either. It's basking in the deep zone where the story is not needed.